5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
We don't have nationwide elections in this country. I mean, yes, we do have a national election day when we vote for president, but technically we have 50 statewide elections for president. We don't have a federal election, a national election run by Washington, D.C. But there is some indication that that might change, and it might change as early as this presidential election because of potential security threats to our election systems. Yesterday on Washington's Drive at 5, I had Hans von Spakovsky. Now, he is a former election official, actually, and also is now a former Justice Department official as well, and he now works for Heritage Foundation. He knows everything there is to know about election fraud, so I brought him on so he can explain exactly what's going on here and whether there really is a threat. We want to hear from you. Do you think the feds should take over our election system for security's sake? Are you worried about the security of our election? Are you worried about outside hackers coming in? And do you think the feds have a role here coming in and taking over the election this presidential season? Give us a call, 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. Listen to Hans von Spakovsky here sort of lay it out and break down what the actual threat is and isn't and what's really going on here.
Well, thanks for having me.
I don't get it. Connect these dots for me, because I don't understand how our election system could, in fact, be breached by outside hackers. The voter registration rolls, that's one thing, but that doesn't affect an election, does it?
No, it doesn't. And a lot of people are confusing that today. Look, this is one of the problems with states moving to online voter registration, which, as you know, is being recommended by all these civil rights groups and others, and that's why hackers were apparently able to get into these systems. But the online voter registration system, that isn't tied into and is not connected to the computers, for example, that are used to count ballots on election day, or the electronic voting machines that are in precincts all over the country. There's no connection between the two.
In fact, the electronic voting machines, which, I mean, when you hear, you know, foreign hackers trying to infiltrate the election system of the United States of America, that's what you think. You think, you know, when I go up and I you know, press my buttons or whatever on the touch screen, that's what they're hacking. But those things, do they even have an internet connection of any kind? Are they even wired to anything that can be hacked?
No, the vast majority of them are not. In fact, they're not part of any kind of network. The articles are giving this impression there's like a central computer system
Right. Running
elections in this country. Sorry, but that's not the case. We have literally thousands of different election jurisdictions across the country at the county, a city, township level, and they are not connected into any kind of central computer system. I guess maybe if you could come up with 10,000 Chinese or Russian hackers who could go into polling places and try to hack into the machines while everybody else is watching, well, maybe you could do it. But other than that, it'd be pretty damn difficult.
So, listen, Hans von Spakovsky, there's enough smoke here that I'm thinking I'm smelling a rat. Why suddenly is the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security raising this alarm and making the American people, through their statements, why are they making the American people feel like our voting system is, in fact, vulnerable to an international hack?
Well, I noticed today that people like Harry Reid and others are all taking this up. I frankly think this is a step towards trying to scare folks so that they can do something that the left, progressive left, has long wanted, which is a federal takeover of the election administration process. They can't stand the fact that states and counties run elections in this country. The federal government doesn't. If the federal government took this over and was running elections, it would be a lot easier for them to dictate to the states things like, hey, you can't have voter ID. You've got to allow same-day registration. You've got to have 30 or 40 days of early voting. And because we have a federal system, they can't do that right now.
Yeah, see, now it makes sense. Okay, so basically this is, in a way, a power grab from through Homeland Security saying, oh, the states are too vulnerable and our elections are too vital. We can't risk, for a national election like for a president, we can't risk the states being vulnerable to an outside hack. So we're going to now federalize all of our elections. The states no longer are in control of them. And then that allows them to dictate some things outside of just protecting from an outside hack that actually isn't a danger.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. Now, look, I'm not going to downplay the fact that, yeah, hackers got into the voter registration system, although the reports say they didn't actually alter any data. All they got were voter records, which you probably know you can buy voter registration
records in almost
every state.
Exactly. That most of that is public records. That's what I said when we addressed this story this morning. So when they said that they're very concerned about it messing with the integrity of this November's election because they got into the voter rolls, I didn't quite understand how it would affect it if it's public information.
No, that's exactly right. Now, the problem is if they can get in and start altering voter registrations.
Actually changing it.
Yes. Now, but the FBI says, well, that didn't actually happen in either of these cases.
We got to watch these guys. Hans von Spakovsky is, again, a former commissioner for the Federal Election Commission, also worked in the Justice Department in the Department of Civil Rights, and now a senior fellow at the Heritage Foundation. Thanks for clearing this up. It makes more sense now.
I'm here from the federal government, and I'm here to help. That's kind of what we're hearing now. So what could go wrong? You just heard Hans von Spakovsky. He's an expert on this stuff. What do you think? Should the feds get involved? You know, for our own security and safety's sake. 888-630-WML. It was about, an hour and a half after that interview yesterday, Brian Wilson, that we saw this story from Paul Bedard in the Washington Examiner that said, yes, absolutely, Department of Homeland Security is looking very seriously at taking their powers over critical infrastructures that could be at risk from foreign hackers and foreign tampering, and saying, hey, elections are a critical infrastructure. It's under our jurisdiction. We're now in charge. And I don't like it.